My mama don't like on a dead homies. Hey, Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga. Turn this shit up. Soundway, turn this shit up, nigga.
Tell me who the bitch, nigga, hating on me. Jumping on my dick, but this dick ain't free. To Pimp a Butterfly, another classic CD. Get a lullaby for everyone they MC.
Blow, 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 blow.
Nigga, not RIP. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy.
You ever see a nigga drink a $250 bottle of liquor out of a red Solo cup?
Shit, no.
I can't say I have, bro.
You have now.
That shit different. That shit different.
Ghetto.
In the background.
All right, Ryan.
This is what the ancestors dreamed of. It's what they fought for.
Word. So.
Yeah. $250 bottle.
I was going to tell you. So, you know. You know how you were talking about mainstream. I'm going to be totally honest. The first time I seen you is actually on Instagram. How did that start up?
I stayed away from Instagram for years. Because they would only let you do 15-second videos.
Facts.
And I feel like nothing that's worth saying is easy to say in 15 seconds. So I just stayed on Facebook for forever. And then once they said Instagram allows you to do 1 minute videos, it was on.
Word.
It was on. So I was like, hey, even if my videos is like 2-3 minutes long, I can do it in a, like post one and post the other.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was cool with that. You know, now that IGTV is there, I'm here to stay. But it's like, yeah, they let me do 15-minute rants on there. I love that. I love that.
That's magic, right? You also have a Patreon account. Plug that
yeah.
in.
Yeah, oh, no, nah, my Patreon lit. Yeah, now I still do stuff on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, but I be telling everybody, if you really want to see me, me at my best, you got to go to Patreon. Anybody that's good, if you're good at doing something, you should never do it for free. Not after you prove that you're worth being paid for it. Paid for it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And once I garnered like over 3 million followers off of what I do, I was like, cool, I'm okay with, you know, paying with, you know, doing it for pay. And this is the funny part, right? People get so upset about doing Patreon or whatever, right? But let's say I'm doing videos for 3 million people, right? 3 million people. And let's say it do 3 million views on Facebook, 3 million views on YouTube, and on Instagram, which is never the case, by the way. It is not, because that's not the way it breaks up. Mm-hmm. Most of my journeys on Facebook, Instagram wasn't even paying, and YouTube is subject to flag me because I'm talking about something that's happened. You know what I mean? And they back and forth with their fair use, and Facebook is back and forth with what they consider bullying or what they consider whatever. So, but let's say I did 3 million on all platforms. The most I could make out of getting 3 million views over that month is, if they're being generous, $3,000 to $6,000, right?
Ooh. Wait, so you get $1 per 1,000 views pretty much?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and I said generous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
wow.
That's kind of on the generous side sometimes, yeah.
That's amazing.
But let's say Patreon, right? Let's say out of those 3 million people, if I get 10,000 of them to say, it's worth spending $5 to see Ryan's content, that's $50,000 a month. Now, do I care that 2,990,000 people don't get to see my content? That sucks.
Rats.
But you know what I mean? But if I'm getting 50 G's a month,
Yeah, I mean, how can you beat that? You can't beat that at all.
Think about this. Think of it this way. The average black man in America makes $42,000 a year. Ooh, if I get $50,000 a month, I'm never coming back to social media. Nigga. It's done. It's done. What are you talking about? What are you talking? I'm not coming back to social media. Are you crazy?
Broke the matrix. He just broke the
matrix. Yeah, like, that's why I was like, somebody was like, oh, you just gonna cut your audience in half? No, I'm cutting it down to 3%. Nigga, I don't care. If 3% of people come to this motherfucker, I'm rich. Nigga, what are you talking about?
And not that, like you said, proving a point. Like, yo, if I'm that good that, you know, I got to get paid for my work. Like, I can't be saying jokes for free for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
That is insane. This is the part that makes me mad, too. Niggas are complaining about $5. It's $35 to see me live. I'm asking you for a $5 subscription to see all my jokes that I got for you for a full month. If you wanted to see me one time for 1 hour, it's $35. What are we doing? What are you talking? This is a good deal. I know it's a good deal.
Word.
I know I'm back. If you're watching this podcast and I know you've laughed and we just joking around, this is better than a Popeye's chicken sandwich. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. And you spent $5 on that. So if you spent $5 on that for one experience, you telling me that you think I can't beat the Popeye's chicken sandwich with a month worth of content? Then fuck you. I don't need you anyway. You think I'm no better than that? I don't need you. You can't be a fan. If you think I'm not worth $5, ain't no way you a fan of my shit. Ain't no way.
And the podcast brought more life to you. So you're going to live longer after watching this podcast. For the chicken sandwich. So.
I see the same way. It's like, are you a true friend if you're not trying to support me?
But this is the thing. Have y'all ever tried to get somebody to do anything for $5?
Bruh.
They won't do nothing. You can't get nobody to do nothing for $5. Bro. You're getting a month worth of me trying to give you the best content I can for $5. And you acting like I'm ripping you off. Are you fucking crazy? Are you crazy?
But you'll pay Netflix $8-$9 just to watch that for a month.
And you don't even know these niggas. Word. You know me, motherfucker.
Don't even know it. Yo, trust me.
To be fair, Netflix is like 13, 14, 15. Might be 20 at this fucking point. I don't know.
What I'm saying.
This is the thing, right? Let's say Netflix is at 15, right? How many things is Netflix going to drop in a month that you honestly are going to watch?
Exactly.
I bet it ain't 73 things. I bet it ain't 70. We're dropping 70 pieces of content a month, nigga. I know you're not getting. So, look, I had somebody tell me yesterday. They were like, yeah, I got your Patreon. I ain't even gonna lie to you, nigga. I'm not gonna be able to watch all of this. This is, y'all got this. How y'all got this much shit that nobody is seeing? Why do you have so much stuff?
I'll be real with you. I'm on the same boat, bro. I saw it. I was like, I ain't gonna watch all this. I'm gonna just watch things. I was like, this is a lot, bro.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Nigga, I got a lot of content, bro. Don't, like, it'll blow your mind. You'll be like, when did these niggas have time to do all of this? Like, nah, we not, because this is the thing, right? Because, like, I've made the decision that if I do it right, I would love to get to a place where I have 100,000 subscribers on Patreon. Yes, $500,000 a month. I would love to get there. If I get there, I won't even know what social media is. I don't even know what social media, fucking social media. That's the goal. I would only use social media to let niggas know, hey, this is the shit I'm doing on Patreon and you missing out by just being over here. Thank you. That's all I've been doing. That's all
I've been doing. And tour dates.
That's it. That's all I've been doing. Because this is the thing, man. I'm giving 4 to 5 years of free content. That's a long time of me proving myself to you.
Word.
That's a dollar. I'm asking you a dollar a year of what I've given you.
Word. Nah, that's real shit.
A dollar a year. Let's not. You can't get nobody to do nothing for $5. I don't care what you. Yeah. I don't care what nobody say. Nigga, I've never. You give somebody $5, be like, hey, can you do something for me? Here's $5. They be like, I hope what you want me to do is open a door for you while you walk through with your groceries or some shit. But
Ryan, you ever got $5 for gas, bro?
Yeah, $5 though, man. Look, depending on where you are, $5 wasn't even a gallon of gas in LA at one point, nigga. Bro.
Woo, boy. Yeah.
Sheesh. It wasn't.
Now, I was about to say, it's getting like that in Georgia right now. I'd say that.
Oh, because y'all open.
Facts. Everybody try to pull up to Atlanta for sure, man.
Hey, nigga. I was in Atlanta, and I tell you, man, it's amazing. It is amazing. I don't want to risk getting COVID, but I tell you this, the risk and the reward, pretty neck and neck, nigga.
It's been lit.
Hey, nigga, you might be put on a ventilator, but you might fuck four of the baddest chicks you've ever fucked with in your life. Same weekend.
Choose life, bruh.
I'm not telling you which one to pick. I'm just telling you. Either way, it's gonna be breathtaking. This nigga Ron.
Yo, who said that? Yo, who said that?
Black Ron, man. Black Ron is a comedian extraordinaire, man. That's my guy. He's one of the coldest comedians out right now, man. Yeah, he just had a special drop on Epix. If you got Epix, Unprotected Sets, look up Black Ron. Also look up my man Leonard Oots. He also has a half hour on there. Word. So,
it's called Unprotected Sex or like
Unprotected Sex. Season 2. Sex. S E T S. I know it sounds like I'm saying sex because I'm juicy mouthed.
Okay, let me tell you what I heard. I heard if you have Epix and Unprotected Sex, you can find my boy on. And I was like, bro, what?
No, S-E-T-S.
Understood.
It sounds the same whenever I say it because I'm juicy mouthed. Like I can't get my T's. I can't hit them all the way.
It don't matter.
My T-S and my X sounds exactly the same.
Yo, you got the black label. Unprotected You're straight. Sex. We good.
Sex, sir. I can't do it. It sounds the same.
So, yo, let me ask you this, Ryan. What made you want to move out to LA?
Yeah.
What made you want to move out to LA?
Oh, it was time. I was selling out shows back home. My career grew to a point where my career is at a point now that if I wanted to leave LA, I could and live a prosperous life.
Oh,
So being here isn't as much of a gamble as it is. Roy Wood Jr., shout out to him, told me to wait until LA came calling. And I took his advice. And, you know, now things are sweet, man. I'm going to be here for a little minute.
Word.
Probably not. Because if I hit a certain number of subscribers, I'm out of there. I'm out of here.
Yo, this man gonna be making content on his private island.
Yo, nigga.
I better be there, bro. Listen, hey, I'm getting a ticket. I gotta visit.
Yo, I can't. I'll fly you private, nigga. Like,
oh shit.
Let's go.
Yo.
You said something that reminded me of one of my favorites.
But you gotta wear sweatshirts the whole time. No stunting on me on my beach,
come
nigga.
Come on, bro.
No. No stunting on me on my beach.
You can't.
You gotta wear sweatshirts the whole week, nigga. I'm the only shirtless nigga on my island, nigga.
Yeah, bro. I might just have to get the island next to you. Yo, but you said something that I did want to say. You said something that reminded me of one of my favorite sayings. You said that $5 a month is the 4 or 5 years you spent giving content for free. And Pablo Picasso drew some one time and left on the table. And the lady said, can I buy that? He was like, yeah. And he gave like a ridiculous price. And she was like, it took you like 15 minutes to draw that. He was like, nah, it took me 20 years. You just witnessed the last 15 minutes of it. And so it's always, you know, it's always something to hold on to. Me, like, yo, I know
you witnessed the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, of real shit.
7.5 years
yeah.
of me. And Luigi know how I get down. Like, yeah. I'll be at every mic, nigga. Like, I'll be, there wasn't no, yeah. like, I'm not Zion Williamson, LeBron James of comedy, nigga. I was not
right.
this golden child born with all the, no. I am the Steph Curry of comedy, nigga.
Hey, get your
I had to learn,
selfies, bro.
I was so undersized and so I had so many things that I couldn't do that normally goes with the game of basketball. I had to learn how to shoot from the parking lot to be effective. That's me. And I'm not going to learn how to shoot from the parking lot while dribbling. Man. Just for you to say, oh, that's just regular basketball. No, it's not regular basketball. And you will pay top dollar for my shit.
Word.
Not doing this. I'm not doing this.
So, yo, that's golden. Because Steph is putting up 50 a game.
Yeah. And niggas want to act like that's regular. Oh, yeah, that's just an NBA player. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. It's different. Not. And you don't learn how to shoot like that over the weekend, nigga. That started from a 10-year-old. A 10-year-old putting up 1,000 shots a day to now this 30-year-old man. This man in his 30s. Being able to shoot from the damn, he be shooting shots from the entrance, from the tunnel.
The tunnel.
And he hitting them nothing but net.
Net, bro.
That's some old Harlem Globetrotter shit.
Yeah.
But he do it against the best players in the world. He doing Harlem Globetrotter tricks against the guys who are the best at defending this. The best at defending it. He's shimmying, he's shooting, turning and shimmying, he dancing and
yo.
Shit. He barely even playing, he barely seemed like he even playing next to these niggas. Well, and he got that good.
Yeah, right.
And they pay that nigga almost $300 million for that.
I mean,
and I asked you for $5. No.
Well, Ryan, you have Yankees hoodie on, so I gotta ask you a question because I'm a huge basketball guy. You know, I'm a Mets fan. Even though it's baseball, but I want to ask you this question. Now, me being a Knicks fan, I wanted KD to come to the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Didn't happen. I'm mad about that. But he's with Brooklyn. He got all these, you know, this superstar team now. All these guys over here. What do you think with super teams in the NBA? How do you feel about that? Do you think it's a good thing for the sport? Or do you think that's a bad thing for the sport?
I think it's a good thing for the sport if you're not one of the elite guys.
Mm.
If you're not one of the elite guys,
I mean, I'll say my opinion after. Go ahead.
Because I feel like if you had a team like Kyrie, Zach LaVine, Vucevic, Porzingis, and let's say a
Giannis or something. Ooh, that'd be a nice.
Nah, team. Not Giannis. That's too much.
That's too much.
Let me think.
Rudy Gobert.
But you get my drift. A bunch of guys that level.
Rudy Gobert would be good.
Okay, let's say Rudy Gobert or somebody like that. But let's just say you got five guys around that level. Word. That team is supposed to win it all.
Facts.
But guys like LeBron, KD. You know, when you got guys like LeBron and AD, and then you got guys like, you get KD, if you had KD and Harden, and you had Steph and Klay and Draymond, I feel like these are comparable teams, even though that other team is stacked with a super team. But once you stack, if LeBron is on a team with three or four superstars, that's bullshit. If KD is, that's bullshit. If Steph is, that's bullshit. If Harden is, that's bullshit. If Giannis is, that's bullshit. Because you don't need all that to
facts.
Win. Facts. You don't need all that to win.
Facts. It's overkill.
Giannis done had the best. The Giannis done had the best record in the league with Chris Middleton as his second guy.
Hey, bro, don't sleep on Chris. Don't sleep on Chris, bro. Chris is nice.
And that's what – and you see that?
Chris is nice, bro.
And that's why Giannis can't have a super team. Because niggas say shit like, don't sleep on Chris Middleton. Like, he has somebody that everybody should be fucking sleeping on. All
right, cool. Chris Middleton. All right, fuck it. You said it right. I'm not going to sleep on Chris, bro.
Listen, I get it. I get it. The nigga numbers look good. But it ever dawned on y'all that the nigga's numbers look good because he's on the team with Giannis?
Exactly.
Sure. But listen, you can be on a
team with a guy getting 32, 15, and 8.
Exactly. Like he's
on any given night. Of course you're wide open for shots. Of course you're shooting 40% from three. You know what I mean?
It's like, young, come on, bro.
Nah, either way, yo, if Chris, if Giannis was not on that team, Chris, we would not be saying Chris Middleton as an all-star.
I tell you this, if Giannis wasn't on that team, he damn sure wouldn't be a max player. I bet you that.
That's a fact. That's a
He should
fact.
Not be getting anywhere near the money somebody like Devin Booker is getting. I'm sorry, there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that.
Yeah,
okay, that's fair. That's fair. When I say don't sleep on Chris, I didn't say he was the second coming of Jesus, y'all. I just said
No, what I'm saying, though, they paid him as a max player. He's a max player.
And was an all-star. And was an all-star, too.
I mean, over Bradley Beal. He was an all – I don't even want to do this. I don't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, wait.
I
want to keep talking about this because, in my opinion, the super teams, I think that I just – at this point, we don't have enough super teams. Compared to what we've had before.
But this is my thing. They're overdoing it. The Nets are overdoing it.
That's fair. They
don't even need DeAndre Jordan. They should have had three guys. They should have did it. Go look at the teams that LeBron, Wade, and fucking Bosh had. Nigga.
Crazy.
They center. I don't even remember this nigga's name. I'm trying to remember the center's name.
Which one?
Some bald-headed nigga who was undersized. I don't even remember this nigga's name. Do y'all remember the nigga name?
Nah.
We don't even remember. Ain't that crazy? Niggas won two titles with this nigga. I don't even remember his name.
Bro, it's just like with Steph, Clay, and Draymond. You know, I mean, of course you remember most of those guys' names, but let's be honest. Can you name all 12 guys that's on that team? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but once KD got
on the team. Which team? Because that Warriors team was the most stacked team I'd ever seen in my life.
Before KD.
Nah, before they had KD, they were stacked, but they did it the right way. They drafted that team.
Exactly.
They drafted that team. True. It's not that's how you do it. So I don't care.
Yeah.
But when you win 73 games and then add KD, that's some bullshit. Yeah.
But also, when you win 73 games and lose, that's some bullshit.
Joel Anthony. That was that nigga's name.
Damn.
I had to look it up. Joel Anthony center in the NBA. That's what should happen when you have a super team. You should have three super guys, but you have to pay for it somewhere else on the roster. Nigga, they had a one-legged Mike Miller playing on that team, and he was getting minutes.
Word.
He was getting minutes.
Word.
Like,
bro,
everybody. You're a super team, but just know that your bench is awful. Like, that is the dynamic.
So you think Brooklyn's gonna do it?
They have to. They have to. Like, they really.
Bro, they
have
just added LaMarcus Aldridge.
Like. Bro, you know how much of an L they will take.
Think about
if they don't win a championship, they will take a hell of an L, bro.
Like, yeah, Blake Griffin is hustling crazy.
Listen to me. If this team does not, win it all, KD can never be a top 10 player in the NBA history.
Facts. He
can never be.
Facts.
You can never be. You got a top 3-point guard on your team. You got an MVP winning and now MVP candidate guard in James Harden on your team. You are the best scorer, top 5 scorer in NBA history. Then you still got Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, and fucking DeAndre Jordan. And you got a two-time three-point competition winner in Joe Harris. They got – it's so much on that team. If they do not win it, that nigga will never be top 10 to me. Never. No one will ever – he already is suspect for going to a team that he was up 3-1 against and then lost and then didn't decide to run it back. What kind of bullshit is that? I tell you this, yeah, you beat me in checkers thinking we got to run it back. What are you talking about?
Down 3-1.
If you barely beat me in anything, I gotta see.
Yeah.
I gotta see.
The OKC team was solid too. Like, that was a solid team.
Bro, it was him, Russ, Ibaka, fucking, ain't no, but it was Adam, Harden left. They had Adams and they had Roberson. That is a team. That is a team. That was good enough to beat those Warriors any day. That was good. Them niggas choked. And then you gonna choke and then go over to the team. And it made me so mad because niggas was like, KD better than LeBron. You see how he beat him in the
game?
That
was just a weird conversation, bro. I don't think that's a thing.
It like, was, that, to it, me, that's man, a weird it's not even close to being a thing. It's not even close to being a thing. People forget that Steph Curry almost averaged a triple-double in that series. Why don't nobody remember that?
Because it's Steph Curry, bro. Like, people like to sleep on him. Like, it's a thing. Steph could put up 50 in 4 games in a row, and the headlines would be about somebody else.
That shit is crazy, bro. That's just life, bro. It's just crazy to me because me being an NBA fan, especially being a Knicks fan, you know, it's crazy that all these players was like, okay, we're going to leave our team and we're going to sign a 1-year deal to go with the Nets so we can go ahead and just get a ring. Like that mindset there, it's just like, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy to me. If you see, just like Ryan just, you know, named out the lineups, bro, they have a starting five and a starting back, second, you know, backup court. Like, bro, what the hell? And a
second string of starters.
Yeah, like, bro, any one of those guys can start on a whole nother team, bro. That's
a fact.
For shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I really want LeBron to beat these boys. If LeBron beats them, we should never have any more conversations about Michael Jordan and LeBron because LeBron is the guy.
Well, there shouldn't even be no conversations about Michael Jordan and LeBron now, to be honest with you, but niggas will be niggas. So
yeah, facts. I got LeBron as the GOAT, man. LeBron is the GOAT.
It's not close. But I'm looking right now at the 2017 finals. Steph Curry averaged just under 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 9.4 assists per game in that series. And niggas was like, yeah, KD sure showed LeBron. You didn't see the nigga that almost averaged a 30-point triple-double beside of him?
And look at
missed that.
And you know one thing that I always questioned? I was just like, yo, can Steph Curry run a team by himself? Yes, he can.
Yes.
People forget Steph was like when Monte Ellis was kind of bringing Steph.
That's why they got rid of Monte Ellis.
Yes, bro. They were like, yeah, Steph can do this, bro. Steph's our dude now. Like, he's always been that good.
People say he don't show up in the playoffs. This nigga get hurt all the time. Why people? How you go? Like, a nigga be having a broken finger, a sprained wrist, a fucking sore knee, and a sprained ankle. They be like, Steph really didn't show up tonight. Hey, what? Have you ever played all that shit?
Now you got to shoot from the wheelchair.
Yo, so everybody, like, damn. I don't know why you can play injured and everybody act like you're supposed to do the same thing injured that you do at 100%. It's the weirdest shit.
Ryan, talk about it, bro.
It's so weird. They're like, niggas didn't show up.
Bro.
I remember, like Kawhi Leonard that like pulled his groin or something like that. And he was short on a shot. They were like, man, he really didn't step up at the end. What? Have you ever played basketball with a pulled leg? Groin? I didn't even know you could play still.
Yo, let me tell you one thing, Ryan. If you go to any LA Fitness, those are where the hardcore hoopers are at. They can play through anything.
Yo. I hate these niggas, bro. I hate I'm a sports fan, but I can't stand sports fans. I hate these niggas. These niggas say the weirdest shit ever. Like LeBron James, right? In the Jordan argument, right? Mm-hmm. If you listen to a person who loved Jordan, Jordan never played with anybody good in his whole career. He just won all the championships. Nigga never lost a day in his life. And when he's on the court, he's guarding five niggas and five niggas is guarding him. It's one on five. And this nigga won every time and couldn't nobody stop him. Never had a bad game. Every time that nigga got injured or he got sick, he played better. He played better than when he was healthy. Like, listen, and this is what Jordan legacy is, if you want to be honest about it. It's a nigga who got his ass whooped religiously until he got Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen, who were both lottery picks, by the way. They both were top 10 picks. Neither one of these guys were supposed to be flops or anything in the league. They were top 10 picks. And the reason he got them is because his team was bad enough to get them. And Dennis his front Rodman. Office was smart enough to make certain trades.
You got Dennis Rodman.
LeBron James will never be able to get a lottery pick in his fucking life. He will never be able to do that. He will never be on a team. If he's on the team and he plays the whole year, the team will never be bad enough for him to get a lottery pick. It'll never happen.
When he first got to the Lakers, look what he did with all those rookies.
And he's never lost in the first round. He never got back. Jordan got swept in the first round multiple times. So this is what I'm saying. People forget. They talk about how LeBron – see, people – this is what people don't realize. LeBron lost a lot of finals because he's so good, he would take a team that shouldn't be in the finals to the finals. Jordan don't have any help, he can't even get out of the first round.
Facts.
That's what people don't realize. Facts. So now Jordan wins. He gets three finals in a row, three championships in a row, retires. His team that won 57 games, he leaves. They won 55 fucking games. Think about that.
Yeah, I'm telling
57 you. When he was there, 55 when he left. And they were one bad call away from going to the finals again. And the team that beat them in seven games lost the finals in seven games to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but Hakeem Olajuwon. So if this nigga, think about this. If your team is good enough to make it to the finals without you, how great are you to just, you get added to the team and now your team is beating everybody? Of course. That's like the Warriors and KD. If you go give Jordan credit for winning with that team, then you got to give KD credit for winning with the Warriors, because the team was good enough to be a championship team before the nigga even got there. You know what happens when LeBron leaves a team? They get the first pick in the draft every time. They become the worst team in the league.
Turns into a straight ghost town, boy. Straight ghost town every time.
If he leaves, it's over. People are like, Dwayne Wade and Bosh carried them. When he left, they didn't even make the playoffs. Listen to me, nigga. When LeBron James leaves you, you know LeBron James has left you. There it's is like no
void.
They were the fourth seed in the West. This nigga got hurt. They fell out of the playoffs. This nigga couldn't even get them to go to the playoffs. Yo. Do you understand, bruh?
You right there with me, Ryan, because I be hating talking to sports fans too, but I be like, the things that you say, just like with Michael Jordan. Again, me being a Knicks fan, I'm like, y'all talking like Michael Jordan was like, he got drafted and then he won six rings right after he got drafted. Like, bro, I think this man took so many L's, dog. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, this man is not, yo, don't get me wrong, he's in the converse, he's in the realm of GOAT, but he's not the GOAT. LeBron James is the GOAT.
But listen, this is what'll make you mad. Listen, so he retired, right? They were like, he have these all-star teams. When he retired, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, and B.J. Armstrong were all-stars that year.
All-stars, yeah.
So that means he actually had three all-stars on his team when he went back-to-back-to-back.
Exactly.
But the reason two of the niggas weren't going to the all-star game, because his ass kept shooting all the goddamn time. And that's why niggas couldn't. So then,
Ryan, wait. On that point, wasn't Scottie second MVP voting?
Second in MVP voting once Jordan left. So he didn't. This nigga arguably had the third best player in the league on his team through six championships. Think about that, bro.
Listen,
Jordan averaged more points than Pippen, right? Pippen averaged more rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks than Jordan.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
You know who, you know, LeBron James, all you can look at all of his second players. He averaged more points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks than any of his second best player until he got AD.
See, you know, I'm going to tell you.
And AD averaged more rebounds and blocks.
I'm going to tell you what game really made me say, like, LeBron was the GOAT. That when he was with Cleveland and he didn't have nobody, his best player was really J.R. Smith. That was the same year, I believe, where J.R. caught the ball and he was like, he didn't know what the score was or whatever.
That team
should have never been.
Are you talking about when he did that game one when he was 58-8? He was 51-8-8.
Yeah,
I was like, ooh.
Still lost. Still LeBron lost, bro.
LeBron the GOAT. Ever since then, I said LeBron's the GOAT. I gave it to him.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this. This nigga went up against a team that was 73-9 down 3-1 and averaged almost a 40-point triple-double through the rest of the series. To win seven games. Word. Say whatever you want about that man. That nigga is the best nigga to ever grab a basketball you ever seen in your life.
Facts.
By the time he finished, his stats was going to be so far away from everybody's that you're not even going to be able to believe your fucking eyes.
Word.
This nigga, how about this? If this nigga got rid of, like right now where he is in assists, rebounds, and points, right? This nigga can get rid of a ton of his points, a ton of his rebounds, and a ton of his assists, and he still be the only nigga in NBA history that has an average like 17 points a game, 8 rebounds, or 8 assists, or like have that many thousand, like 17,000 points, like 8,000 assists, 8,000 rebounds. He's the only nigga, like nobody's even remotely close to him. Nobody. And to be able, man, it just blows my mind. All right, so we'll just keep going though. Jordan came back when he was rusty, right? So he came back rusty. The niggas that added Ron Harper to the team, who was averaging 18 points a game, 20 points a game, then 18 points a game with the Cleveland Cavaliers before he came down to the Bulls to be Jordan's replacement. That's how good Ron Harper was, by the way. And then Jordan added to that team that just won 55 games the year before, but they lost Horace Grant. Horace Grant went to Orlando. Then the Bulls played Orlando in the playoffs. Horace Grant averaged 18 points and 11 rebounds against them. And that's on top of Shaq and Penny killing. So Horace Grant really dominated in that series. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? Did Jordan say, yeah, I got to shake this rust off? He said, no. Nigga, we got to go get Dennis Rodman, the best rebounder in the last 40 years of basketball and the two-time defensive player of the year. Why did they go get him? Why did they go get him? Because Horace Grant was murdering them. That's why they went. People act like Horace Grant went and killing these niggas. He was killing these niggas. But if I say that, niggas will go, Horace Grant? Yeah, nigga. 18 and 11 in the playoffs on these niggas. Word. Horace Grant. Word. How many niggas you know average 18 and 11 in a playoff series with Shaq and Penny? Now imagine if Shaq and Kobe was on a team and a nigga, the power forward for the Lakers on that team, averaged 18 and 11. How good would you believe that nigga was?
Exactly.
You'd be like, that nigga is spectacular, nigga. If you got that good of two niggas and you still average 18 and 11, that means you are murdering the other team. You are murdering them.
Murdering.
You are murdering. He was murdering them. And people are like, LeBron likes to recruit. They recruited Dennis Rodman. Nobody talks about that. The nigga. They were like, yeah, man, we got to get Dennis to come over here. Giving them hell. Dennis Rodman got two rings playing against Jordan, by the way, before he went and got on the team with Jordan. He got two. One defensive player of the year twice in Detroit and beat Jordan twice and got two rings in Detroit. But I digress. Whatever.